This is the StarQuest headline update for the week ending December 21st, 2018. Brought to you by SQPN.com, where faith meets pop culture. I'm Dom Bettinelli. The long-awaited sequel to the Men in Black movie franchise has its first trailer out this week. MIB International stars Chris Hemsworth and Tessa Thompson, reunited from Thor Ragnarok, and Liam Neeson. The film has moved from the U.S. to Europe and looks like it contains the trademark humor and special effects we've come to expect from this franchise. It's out in theaters in June 2019. Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? Well, in January, she'll be on Netflix. The streaming platform is bringing the video game and animation star back for a rebooted 20-episode season starting January 19th, and we're promised that we'll get the globe-spanning exploits Carmen is known for. Doctor Who fans will have to wait until 2020 once the current season is over on New Year's Day. The BBC officially confirmed that we won't get to see season 12 until after New Year's Day 2020, but we can be sure we'll have Jodie Whittaker back as the Doctor and her companions played by Bradley Walsh, Tosin Cole, and Mandip Gill. Chris Chibnall will be back to run everything. Hopefully they'll compensate by this late start by giving us more than this season's 10 episodes. The new Captain Picard Star Trek series is going to be different from other Star Trek, according to the executive producer. Alex Kurtzman said the show, simply named Picard, will have a rhythm somewhere between the pace of Discovery and the nature of Next Generation. He said it will be a very contemplative show, and that fans should expect it to feel more real-world and grounded. I think that's code word for grittier. Speaking of Star Trek, John Cho, who plays Sulu in the latest movies, said he's optimistic that there will be a Star Trek 4, despite reports that Chris Pine, Captain Kirk, and Chris Hemsworth, who played Kirk's dad, are walking away from the movie over a pay dispute. Cho said he would also like to see a future film pay tribute to Anton Yelchin, who played Chekhov in three movies and died in an accident in 2016. A sleeper sci-fi TV hit of the 2017 season was the Starz Channel's Counterpart, starring J.K. Simmons. Now, Simmons has returned for season 2 of the show, which is about an imaginary contemporary Earth that 30 years ago was split into two initially identical worlds, connected in a way that very few people know about, and which have been diverging ever since, and are now in a Cold War. Simmons gave an interview to Sci-Fi Wire in which he talked about the dual role and the unique story playing out in the show. As the idea of not only man landing on Mars, but eventually colonizing the planet gains more and more popular traction, a new question has arisen. If humans could be living on Mars in the next century, would they be able to have babies there? In fact, no one really knows if women could successfully bear children in a lower gravity environment. National Geographic interviews a number of scientists working on this problem in an article linked in today's show notes on SQPN.com. Remember that white Lamborghini trimmed in papal gold with a papal coat of arms that was auctioned off for nearly $1 million for a Vatican charity? Well, for some reason, the winning bid was pulled back, so now the car is back up for grabs, and now anyone with $10 has a chance to win. Citizens of nearly any country can enter to win the car, a trip to Rome, and a meeting with Pope Francis. And all proceeds will assist the poor and suffering around the world. The Vatican museums are a treasure held in custody for the sake of the whole world, but they're also old, poorly ventilated buildings that have reached their limit. During the summer, the crowded rooms can reach 100 degrees Fahrenheit, and that's after some people have stood outside in blazing sun for hours. Some of the galleries also do not have adequate emergency exits, and so until the new air conditioning and the new entrances can be constructed, the museums are going to have to limit the number of visitors for safety's sake. How many? They're still working that out, but hopefully it'll be a much more pleasant and safe experience for everyone in the end. In more Netflix news, the service is reportedly working on a new Sherlock Holmes series, but not really focusing on the detective himself. Instead, the show, called The Irregulars, will focus on the eponymous group from the Conan Doyle books, Street Boys, who work on behalf of Holmes. In the TV series, Holmes will be a drug addict and a delinquent, while the kids solve the crimes and he takes the credit. No word on when it could be ready or who would star in it. And that's the StarQuest headline update. Find links to the stories and be sure to subscribe for our updates every week at SQPN.com/headlines. And if you can help SQPN in our nonprofit mission to explore the intersection between faith and pop culture, please visit SQPN.com/give. Thank you so much. I'm Dom Bettinelli, and Merry Christmas, everyone.